The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, Jacksonville and all of Northeast Florida. We are so excited to be here on this happy, happy, happy Saturday.
There you go.
That's right.
After the storm. Did you survive, Angela?
I did. Really, really well, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you lose anything?
A fence. Yeah.
A fence.
And a bunch of trees in my back preserve, but they didn't come my direction, so I'm good.
You're good. We hope most of the people have gotten their power back, but really the most important thing is that people are safe and did not lose their life. You know, property can be replaced, but we can't replace lives.
That's right.
So that is the most important thing. And, you know, we can look around and say, oh my gosh, a fence is gone. Oh my gosh, a tree fell on my house. But we do have our lives, and we need to think about, you know, the blessings that we all have. Some people really did lose their lives here in Florida and in some of the islands. Yeah. But we just have to feel blessed for the things that we do have in our life. And, you know, sometimes it brings families together. I know that you had your daughter and their family in your house, and you got to kind of bond with them a little bit more. So there are, you know, some good things that do come out of tragedy. So,
I have two little grandbabies, and I got to spend, 5 or 6 days with them. So that was fun.
Yeah.
even in light of all the chaos, that was fun.
So, and you know, hopefully, you know, we got to be on the live show last week. We did not do a pre-recorded show. We got to do, you know, what to do before the storm, during the storm, and after the storm. In fact, we're going to repeat some of what we talked about last weekend because it is after the storm, and there are some things that you do need to think about after the storm. So we're going to talk about that today, and we're going to talk about real estate, more about real estate today, because what does that mean for real estate after the storm? Because does the real estate market go up? Does it go down? Does it stay the same? And the answer is yes to all three, depending on where you live and what type of property you have, whether you had damage to your property or not. So we're going to talk about all of those things. And, of course, you know, we're your problem-solving realtors. So if you have an issue with your home, with your neighborhood, we're going to talk about that. If you have a question, you can call us. And what's the number, Angela?
222-TALK. To me, you have to call.
Okay.
222-TALK.
And you want to do a shout-out to a new listener or perhaps someone that has been listening for a while.
Well, it's actually an old listener, so it's someone that we met a couple of years back, Nancy and Ralph. And they were listening to our show. They came to an open house, and now they're getting ready to do some real estate things. So they called us to have us help them. So I want to wish a good morning and a happy Saturday to Nancy and Ralph. And also, today we get to go meet with some past customers, someone we sold a house to, and we're going to go list their house today. So I want to give a shout out to Joanna and Curtis.
Well, good.
Yes.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing them after the show today. Things are getting back to normal with respect to real estate. They really are. In fact, we sold a house this week, so things did sell.
Yes.
Things did close. We're going to talk about that. We're not going to compare it to the week before because that doesn't make any sense to do that.
Yeah,
because
no,
so many
just
things
wipe out that
did
data.
Not close because the mortgage companies for the people that were buying houses wanted to see that the houses are okay. In fact, I had to go to a house this week and take pictures of it, of the front, rear, and sides, and send it to the mortgage company to say nothing happened. Everything was fine. And to send a statement saying that everything was fine and closing can occur.
So, yes, that's a big delay. If the appraisal was already done before the storm, a lot of the banks send the appraiser back out to see if there's any damage, and if so, to assess it at what value.
Yeah, but different banks do different things. In this particular case, they were fine with me going out and taking pictures.
Yes, yes. That's a great bank, too. But anyway, you know what?
What?
I want to give another shout out, too. You know, last weekend, after the radio show, I think, was it?
What?
We went and listed a house in Argyle. That's coming up on Monday, right?
Yeah.
So I want to give a shout out to Kathy as well.
Yeah, Kathy's listening, I presume, this morning.
Yes.
So
her house survived the storm with no damage whatsoever, brand new roof on. I mean, this is a great little house. It's going to sell quick.
First time, this will be a great first time homeowner house.
Absolutely.
Oh, my. Yeah. Really, really nice. Nice little neighborhood. Good 3-bedroom, 2-bath house.
Right.
So.
Yeah, pictures were taken yesterday. It'll be in the computer Monday.
All right. We'll talk about that next week because it's not on the market yet. So we want to talk about after the storm, some things you knew and many things that you probably didn't know or never thought of. So we want to start off with insurance. And I want to say first, be patient with your insurance company. You know, they have X number of claims that they have in a year, but all of a sudden after a storm, they get thousands more. And all of their employees are working really hard. They bring in employees from all over the country to help. They hire extra employees. They're working 24 hours a day. So be patient. Take a picture of everything that you throw out. Keep receipts of all of your hotels, expenses, and other expenses that you incur, including eating out if your house has been damaged, even damages or expenses that may not be covered because if it's under your deductible, they're still important to keep track of because those expenses may be tax deductible. So keep all of those expenses. I want to talk about contractor issues as well. So how much time do we have before the break? We have 3 minutes. So contractor issues. So after a storm, I talked about this last week, contractors will be very, very busy, of course. And where there is money to be made, well, the bad boys and crooks, they come out of the woodwork. People will show up at your door. They're going to knock at your door. And many will say they are licensed, but they won't be. Or some of them will be, but not in our state nor in the county. So after the work is done, they will be gone. Now, how do you know that that salesperson at the door even represents that contractor? Well, call the company and ask if that person works for the company. Never give anyone any money until they prove that they are licensed in the state of Florida and they have current valid insurance. Never give a dime until the day that they start the job. Never pay them in full until the job is 100% complete. And always check them out on Angie's List or the Better Business Bureau site. And never, never, never sign what is called an assignment of benefits document, which allows the insurance company to pay the contractor directly. Never, ever do that. We want you to avoid being scammed, right, Angela?
Oh, you betcha.
That's why we do a scam of the week every time, well, just about every week here on Real Estate Radio. We haven't done it in the last few weeks because we've run out of time, but I put another one here this week. Maybe we'll get time to do that. I'm not sure. Odds and ends things to think about. And we talked about this one last week. Did the hurricane and rain in Houston and here in Florida teach us anything? Most of us have insurance for wind on our homeowner's policy, but not flood. And most of us do not have flood insurance. Many of us have flood damage. We're not even in a flood zone. So call your insurance agent now to buy flood insurance, whether or not you are in a flood zone. Yes, there is a flood. A waiting period before you can get flood insurance, but excessive rain can occur anytime, and the hurricane season lasts until the end of November. So get that flood insurance now because it can rain again. Now, if you got water, you know it can happen, so it can happen again. And just because we got like 12 inches of rain, Houston got 48. It can happen. it can happen here. So get flood insurance. Call your agent. It's not expensive if you don't live in a flood zone. We got much, much more to talk about. Stay with us, everybody. We're here to answer your questions. Call us at 222-8255. We'll be right back. Hey, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show. We are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard team advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
Is there something going wrong with your garage door or opener? My name is Peter, and I am the owner of Quality Door Service. And my basic garage door repair starts at just $125, and that includes parts. Included with your repair, I will instruct you about fire and safety, protection from hurricane and burglary, and maintenance on your garage door. Call me today at 588-4817. That's 588-4817. Angela and Howard did.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
There's finally a mortgage lender in Jacksonville that sees financing differently. With 20 years experience, CMG Financial understands that the most important purchase in your life, your home, deserves the right mortgage. Tim McConnell at CMG Financial will work to customize the best financing option for you. Angela and I recommend CMG Financial to all our customers. Give Tim a call at 528-2103. That's 528-2103. CMG Financial is a registered trade name of CMG Mortgage, Inc., and MLS number 1820, and licensed as a mortgage lender servicer by the Office of Financial Regulation, number MLD 375, individual MLS number 181046.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by CMG Financial. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody.
You're
as
laughing.
As usual, during the station break, we're always talking about something or something that has me kind of giddy or laughing when I come back on, because we are always having fun here.
We
at
are.
Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. So thank you all for joining us. We appreciate it. We hope you enjoy our show each and every week.
And
we have been here 5.5 years.
A little more than that.
Oh, my.
That's right.
Yep.
All right. Hey, we got more things to talk about after the storm. Last week, we told you to turn your refrigerator and freezer to the coldest settings. And now that the storm is over, turn them back to normal settings.
So I forgot.
You forgot to turn them back to normal settings?
Yes.
And
as my refrigerator emptied, my creamer was frozen solid in my refrigerator.
Well, that's because you did what I suggested you do, is turn it to the coldest settings, right?
Yeah, but
and,
I forgot to put it back.
Well, not only that, you told me that some of the jugs of water that you froze,
right,
you, because you had them in the freezer, you put in the freezer,
yeah,
made your freezer colder,
right,
and it froze some of the stuff, which is actually okay, because it kept, you were out of electricity for 22 hours, you said, something like that? Almost,
12,
and some people are
12.
Still out of electricity. But anyway, so turn your refrigerator back to the settings that it's supposed to be. Also, a lot of you have pools
Yes.
Now, it rained a lot. It rained like 12 inches of water. That messed up your chlorine levels and pH levels and muriatic acid levels and all. So get your water tested. Take it to whatever place you take it to get tested so that and they'll tell you what chemical you need to put in. So get that water tested as soon as possible so that your kids can go swimming, you can go swimming, and the water is at the right acidic levels and chlorine levels again.
Yeah, also, we want them safe.
Yeah, and you used your generators.
I did. I was the first time generator buyer.
Wow.
And I used it.
Okay.
How about that?
How about that?
Yeah,
well, now that it is no longer being used and may not be used again this year or next year, you probably have gasoline in it.
I do.
And you did not, and whether or not you put in ethanol-free gas, and most people did not because
couldn't be found. It was out.
Because Gate is the place that sells ethanol-free gas, some of the Gate gas stations. Regardless of that, now you need to go to Lowe's or Home Depot, whatever, and buy a bottle of gasoline stabilizer. Because gasoline, over time, you know, does not maintain whatever it's supposed to maintain.
Is there any way to take the gas out of the tank?
Well, you could suck it out.
I'm not likely to do that.
Yeah,
do you want to come
that.
Suck out my gas?
I do not. But the best thing to do is to buy the gasoline stabilizer because it will make your gasoline last a lot longer. And it will help protect all the gas that's down in the tubes, so it won't harm your expensive generator.
Okay, let me add something here. While I was at Lowe's buying the generator,
yes,
the person who works there says the best time to buy a generator is right after a storm, because people who don't use them, you have to have never put the gas in, but they just bring them back. And Lowe's takes them back, but they're out of box, so they sell them for half price. So you can get a generator for like $300 or $400.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I paid $725.
But you used it. Can't bring it back.
No, I was happy for that.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Last week we talked about some recommended contractors, so we want to go over those real quick again and add some, because we even used one already.
He's so great.
Yeah. So. Yes. First of all, tree removal. Many of you have heard of Bill Hay. Now, Bill Hay has a show after hours from 6 to 9 on Saturdays called I'm Speaking Plainly with Bill Hay.
Saturday and Sunday.
Okay. Well, his company is called Sky Pro Tree Service. So he's owned a tree service for many, many years. Hay is such a... he does so many things.
He does.
He owns a helicopter service, and he flies people around, and he owns this tree service. So
he's a talk show host.
Yeah, he does all sorts of things.
Cool.
So anyway, I know he's very, very busy, and he will be for a while. But if you need him, his number is 860-4685. 860-4685. He's taken down a tree for me, a dead tree at one of my rental properties, and did a great job.
I'm going to be calling him because in my rental property, I had a tree fall in the garage.
Yeah. For Garage Doors, one of the sponsors of our show, Peter Snavely of Quality Door Service. He not only replaces doors and fixes springs and puts on new motors. His number is 588-4817. And
that is one of the finest.
Guy.
Yeah, I was just going to say that's one of the finest individuals you'll ever meet, ever.
Really, really nice guy.
Yeah.
We had at the last storm, you had a pool company. Well, they were called Colonial Construction. They did pool cage repair.
Yes.
So it just didn't tear the screen. It just.
Broke the whole framing.
Broke the metal framing. And then yesterday.
Yes.
Was it yesterday they did it? Yeah.
Yes.
Noble Construction. They've been in business for years and years and years. The owner of the company is Vince Thomas. And his dad started the company.
Oh.
Yes. His dad's name was Noble. So he started the company many, many years ago. His dad is no longer with us. But got a big company now with several crews out. He came out yesterday and replaced some boots on a roof and replaced some wood damage on a roof for one of our customers, and did that fast, efficient, reasonably priced. And we want to give a shout out to Vince Thomas of Noble Construction. His number is 885-2523. A real, real gentleman. And return my call, a couple of days after the storm.
Oh, yeah.
How many construction people do that? Well, he did it.
And we really needed him, too, because that place was leaking. And so now it's not.
Yeah.
We're so excited.
And it was under contract, so it needed to be closed. So we want to give a big shout out to Vince Thomas of Noble Construction. All right. So we got a call this week from someone that had his house under contract. And he said, by the way, it's Vance Thomas, not Vince Thomas. So sorry, Vance. Anyway.
Yeah.
And said, my house is under contract and it suffered some damage. Can we go to closing? So, yes. Angela, what do we want to tell that person?
Okay. So if you're using a contract that is from the NEFAR area, which is Northeast Florida Association of Realtors, if you're using that contract, it does speak to what happens if the property is damaged while you are in contract, the buyer and the seller together. So what it dictates is that the seller is required to fix the broken items up to 3% of the sales price. Now, he can stop at that threshold, or he could fix, if it was more damaged than that, he could fix it all. And then if it's less damaged than 3%, he has to fix it all. The buyer then gets a little play, gets a little option in there, and they can stay in the game or they can walk away. Most people will stay in the game. And, you know, unless the house is completely devastated, then obviously they will walk away. But, if it's just slight, something slight, they will. I mean, I had a house one time that caught on fire, and the buyer would drive by the home every day on his way to his house, and he would, look at the new house he had under contract. Well, this particular day he came by and there were four fire trucks, and he completely freaked out. Now, as it turned out, there was a grill outside that, had an explosion when the dad was cooking or whatever. But what was interesting to me is the house ended up being in better condition than it was when the guy put it under contract. He got all brand new windows. He got all brand new carpet. He got brand new paint inside and outside. It was in better condition than when he put the contract on it. And the seller agreed, because their insurance company paid for all of it, to have everything done that was wrong.
Yeah.
And it just wigged the guy out. He was just like, no, I don't want the house. But I'm thinking the chances of that happening again are like none.
So in this situation nowadays with the storm, can you go to closing when there's still damage that hasn't been repaired? And the answer is yes, you can. All of the money that's coming from the insurance company can actually go into an escrow account, and you can go to closing. After all, if you found your dream home and you can, and money has been designated and a contractor has been selected to do the repairs, and you still really want that home, can it occur? Can you go to closing? You can. Let's say damage is to the garage and the home is livable. Can you buy the house and go to closing? You can. Each situation needs to be looked at on its own to determine whether or not you want to do that. So we're not saying always do it. We're not saying
I would never do it. No.
Each situation needs to be looked at on its individual merits.
When you get an estimate, you don't know what really needs to be done, right? It's just an estimate. So there's no way that contractor can say, yeah, that's it. That's the whole shebang.
So,
what if they start into it and something else needs to be fixed?
That's right.
And you haven't collected enough money from the seller. I like the repairs done before you close.
Well, that's the best thing to do, but
you
could always put extra money
in. Well, when you hang out with me, you're going to do the best thing.
All right. Well, that's right. Every situation needs to be looked at. All right. Well, We got more coming up, like what happens to the market, to the real estate market after the storm.
Yep.
We're going to talk about that when we come back after the break. We're also going to answer your questions. If you have any, you can call us at 222-8255, and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Ed Dean, Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, The Savage Nation, Mark Levin, WBOB, AM 600, and FM 101.1, The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Progress in the investigation into yesterday's subway bombing in London. Police have arrested an 18-year-old suspect. They say he's being questioned now under the country's terrorism laws about possible accomplices and trying to confirm whether, in fact, he did play a role in the attack that left 29 people injured. Thankfully, nobody killed, as officials say. Apparently, the bomb only partially detonated. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is giving some revelations about his goals for his nuclear and missile program today, saying that the country is making progress towards its goal, toward what it calls the equilibrium of force with the United States. In the developed world, birth certificates are common. Across big parts of Africa and Asia, they are not. That is why UNICEF has been working with non-governmental organizations to get many of the worst affected countries striving to improve their birth registration rates for children. This is SRN News.
There's an excitement in the air. Can't y'all feel it? Pierce's Furniture is celebrating in Odom, Georgia. It's time to start sprucing up for the holidays. Youngins are back in school. The blistering heat of the southern summer is just about waning, and Pierce's Furniture is making sure that there's plenty of name brand furniture for you to pick from. They've been fixing things up for a month of Sundays because it takes a minute to fill up their 50,000 square foot showroom. And we reckon you feel it too, what with Bassett and Broyhill and Lane and Pennsylvania House. Why, it's just plain exciting at Pierce's Furniture. And since every day is a great day for low, low prices at Pierce's, we just know y'all are going to want to celebrate, too. We're still offering design advice, custom orders, and great free delivery service up to 100 miles. Catch the excitement remembering that you can pay more, but at Pierce's, you don't have to. 800-652-6085. Pierce's Furniture, a company that offers it all while believing and practicing the why and the how of faith every day.
American Electrical knows the people they hire are their most valuable resource. And if you're an electrician that feels a little underappreciated at your current job, then you need to apply at American Electrical. Simply put, people who come to work at American Electrical never leave because the job is that good. Extremely good pay and great benefits, including a bonus plan for all employees. Work with the best and be the best at American Electrical. Drop by their offices on St. Augustine Road or call 737-7770.
Lock and load, Jacksonville. On Target Sports is North Florida's fully climate-controlled 12-lane indoor shooting range and one-stop shop for action and ammo. Choose from our massive selection of handguns, tactical rifles, hunting rifles, and other gear from Glock, Kimber, Smith & Wesson, and more. Visit OTSRange.com for information on safety and training courses. On Target Sports is located on Wells Road in Orange Park, next to General RV. Mention this ad for 20% off your next range visit. On Target Sports. Shoot happens here.
This is the Savage Nation.
I'm not a talk show host by training. I'm not a propagandist by training. I'm not a publicist by training. I'm not a poster by training. I'm not a website operator by training. I have two master's degrees and a PhD by training, and I worked real hard for them. And what it's left me with is the ability to read data, if nothing else. So why don't you read the damn data and stop spouting propaganda?
Michael Savage, a host like no other.
Michael Savage, weekday afternoons at 3 on WBOB. The Answer. Stuck in traffic? WBOB has the answer.
And as for the data, roads looking good. So is the weather. As for the weather, 10% chance of rain through tonight. Looking for partly sunny skies this afternoon. High 87. Mostly cloudy tonight. Going to get down about 73 in the sunny skies for your Sunday. High 88. Overnight low tomorrow, 72. Mostly clear. Currently 80. Right here at WBOB. AM 600. The Answer.
Let's return to Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, happy Saturday.
Happy, happy? Just two happies?
Happy, happy, happy Saturday.
No, now it's three happies. Getting better.
Three.
Then. Okay.
It's three.
Just three.
Yeah.
All right, and
storm is over and it's behind us.
Right. And the next storm is not even near us.
Yay.
You know, it got back to a hurricane.
Yeah.
What's it, Juan? Juan? It's Juan.
Jose.
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 Okay, Jose. All right. Well, Juan was last year. I don't know. Okay, anyway.
I don't know what
So
you
the
say.
Big question is,
yes.
Now that the storm has passed,
yes.
What happens to the real estate market after the storm?
Ah, lots of things.
Nobody's answered that question yet, or maybe nobody's asked it. Well, people I've asked it in the real estate market, or people that are thinking about selling or their houses on the market, it's like, what happens now? Well, we're here to answer it. So you ready?
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, home ownership is still the American dream.
Yes, it is.
So in the short term, there will be fewer waterfront homes on the market as so many of them receive damage and have been taken off the market. In fact, I looked this week to see how many homes were withdrawn. Because
yes.
There's two different statuses on the multiple listing service. There's withdrawn, a bunch more were withdrawn, and a bunch more were purposefully expired. So
A bunch more? Is that a Southern thing?
Well, anyway, there's a whole lot less homes that are waterfront on the market until they are repaired, in theory. Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
In one respect, if you believe in the normal supply and demand economics, that should cause demand to be higher and therefore the price of newly listed ones to rise. However, there's an opposite point of view. You know what that is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Since so many people have seen the devastation of homes on the coast and other riverfront and waterfront properties, many of these current owners and prospective buyers are never going to want to live on the water again. The result could be a decreased demand and therefore a reduction in prices on the water. It's like, I've had enough of this. I don't want this flooding again. I am out of here. Now, many people will still want to be on the water, however, no matter what, and the houses will just be built back better than before. Our advice on waterfront property, if you really want one, find the one you like, make sure it is really built well, and that it is built high above flood level. And if it's oceanfront, well, maybe consider building a seawall if the area that you're buying in likes that, or perhaps instead of a single family dwelling, perhaps a high rise condo. Because you don't see damage in front of those generally, because the building requirements for a seawall are already there. You need to enjoy your life, but here's the important thing.
What?
Have enough insurance.
Spoken like a true insurance professional.
Well,
that's what you did before real estate,
that's what I did
right?
before real estate.
But really, you can't have enough insurance, I say.
Well, how about the market other than waterfront, Angela?
Well, you know, as for the rest of the market, we've had a shortage of good homes on the market for months now. And the storm has done damage to some homes that were already on the market and some that were soon to be coming to the market. There will likely be a shortage of building materials, which will cause a rise in the price of new homes. So if you see a resale that you like, put in a good offer. Not an offer, put in a good offer before someone else does. Also, if you're thinking of selling your home, the little things that you can do to make it look great, wow, they can pay off big time.
Big time is right. Yeah.
Either way, use a competent realtor to help you with your sale and with your purchase. Howard and I are here to help you 7 days a week. Call us after the show, 465-3845.
That's your number.
Yep.
Direct to you.
Direct to me.
You're going to answer it, right?
Always.
Unless you're on the
Unless
show.
Unless I'm in an appointment.
Okay.
Yep.
Or me. You can call me at 687-8161.
Yes.
So the market will probably, it's not going to go bad. People want the American dream. People will buy. And as for the price of properties on the water, we really don't know what's going to happen to those. Now, it's going to be a while. If the properties suffered water damage, once they get cleaned up, and if they did not suffer any damage from the storm, like we have a property that we just listed a couple of weeks ago, and it did not get any damage whatsoever because it was high enough that from the combination of rain and the water rising, water didn't get to the house. Now, that type of property, that's a good one. We already got an offer on it right after the storm because it didn't suffer any damage from the wind nor from storm surge. Got an offer already.
Yes.
Because it was exactly what the people were looking for. And if it didn't get any damage after this storm and 12 inches of rain and water surge, it's
not going.
It's a great one. It's yes. a great one to have. So, that type of property, it's a hot prospect.
Yes. Well,
and
it
was.
One of the things I was thinking about as you were talking about this, Howard, is that I have a customer looking for a condo, oceanfront condo like in St. Augustine. And the prices after Hurricane Matthew did drop. They did take a dip. But then the opposite of that happened is like once the properties that were a lot of the first floor units, once they were, because they got flooded, once they got remodeled and put back on the market, then the price went up back to the level it was before the hurricane.
I would still never buy a first floor. This is personal preference.
Personal, yeah.
Right, because of the view. You just don't have the nice view unless you're on a higher level. But the price definitely reflects that.
Yes, yeah, so as you go up floor by floor, the price gets somewhat higher, which makes perfect sense.
Yeah, then when you go to sell it, you get the money back because the price gets higher year after year, so...
So, but the best piece of advice that we have is doesn't matter what you're buying after a storm, you're buying a resale, you're buying new construction, you're buying whatever, get a home inspection. Do not just trust what people say because some people may have had a bad experience with the storm and they're not going to reveal the details of that to you. You need to have a home inspection, someone who can investigate the house and look it over and see what they think so that you don't get caught buying something that didn't do well.
Absolutely.
Yes, it's very important. I mean, we recommend it always anyway, but legally, you don't have to have one.
Yeah.
So there are times people skip it because they don't want to pay for the inspection and then, because they figure they'll just pay for the repairs. Yes.
All right. Well, we want to say, did any real estate occur this past week? Well, let's find out. So what happened according to the Northeast Florida Multiple Listing Service? Did any business occur?
Yeah, 467 offers got accepted. 335 new homes came on the market. That's like half of what we normally do. Less than half.
But some of the, offices were shut down for days.
Yes.
Just about all offices were shut down for days. Yeah.
25 of the 335 are already under contract, and 13 of which went under contract on the very first day. And 146 of you actually closed on a house for yourself.
Well, congratulations
Yay.
To those folks. So see, business still occurs. People still want houses. Houses still go on the market, still go under contract, because it is the American dream.
It is.
Now, how about interest rates? What occurred with interest rates this past week?
Well, they're the lowest rates of the year for the fifth week in a row. The 30-year loan remained unchanged at 3.78%. Now, this time last year, it was 3.5%. The 15-year rate also remained unchanged. It remained at 3.08%. And this time last year, it was 2.77%. Now, the VA and the FHA 30-year rate, well, it's at 3.5%.
Unbelievable.
It is. It's still cheap money.
Cheap money.
Cheap money.
It's it's almost the cheapest that it's been, ever, since World War II.
Yeah.
I don't know why people are not buying a house. In fact, did I tell everyone that my daughter called and said, she's getting married next year, and she said, Dad, I need to rent a property. So 2-3 weeks ago now it was, she said, help me find a place. And I said, no, you're going to buy a house. So 2 days later, she had a house under contract. Because rates are great.
Yes.
So it was much cheaper for her to buy a house than to rent.
Than to rent.
Yeah. And she got a great house with her fiancé. They'll be closing in a few weeks.
Yep.
So stay with us, everybody. We got more to come here on Real Estate Radio. We'll also answer your questions at 222-8255. We got open houses this weekend on some beautiful homes. We're going to tell you about them in our fourth segment, plus some other things. Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us for our fifth year now. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage. One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services. There's finally a mortgage lender in Jacksonville that sees financing differently. With 20 years experience, CMG Financial understands that the most important purchase in your life, your home, deserves the right mortgage. Tim McConnell at CMG Financial will work to customize the best financing option for you. Angela and I recommend CMG Financial to all our customers. Give Tim a call at 528-2103. That's 528-2103. CMG Financial is a registered trade name of CMG Mortgage, Inc., NMLS, number 1820, and licensed as a mortgage lender servicer by the Office of Financial Regulation, number MLD 375, individual MLS number 181046.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com. This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. So excited. It seems like this show is just flying by. We're in the last segment. Where did the time go, Howard? I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I was listening to you the whole time.
I don't think so. I think you were chatting most of the time.
I was chatting with you.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you didn't make fun of me anytime during this show. You usually make fun of me, pick on me. You still have 12 minutes or so to do that. So,
Wow.
What?
I guess I'm speechless. How did we get through a whole show and I didn't do that?
I don't know. You'll think of something.
I'll try to work on it.
Okay. So is it going to be a cold day, a warm day, a hot day? What kind of day?
Hot, hot, hot.
Is it going to be a hot day?
Hot, hot, hot.
Well, you know, it's still summer. Summer officially is in effect until September 21st, where the autumnal equinox occurs. You like that? Big phrase?
Yes.
Autumnal equinox. Can you say that five times fast?
No.
Okay, so it's still autumn. Summer. Sumner.
How about
it's
autumn
still
equinox?
Sumner. Sumner, I get it. I did it again.
I can make fun of you now.
Now you can.
Keep going.
There you go.
Keep going.
It's still summer. We got hot deals of the day. We got some open houses going on because just because the storm hit, we still have people that want to buy houses. And you know.
Oh, yeah. Our phone's ringing off the hook again. Yeah.
It is. We got people that call us and say, hey, I want to see this house. Hey, I want to see this house.
Yeah.
And we got some. So we're going to open them up to get people out to see them. Some of these are first-time home buyer houses. Some of them are not. We got a new one on the market that is actually waterfront, did not have any damage. This was in Fort Caroline. It's on a little canal. So you can put a small boat or jet ski or canoe, paddle out to the river, which is only about, I guess like 2-3 blocks away. It's a 4-bedroom, 2-bath brick home, beautifully updated. This doesn't have granite countertops in the kitchen. It has quartz.
Ooh.
But the bathrooms have granite. Really, really gorgeous home in a wonderful neighborhood. Has a sunroom. It's a 254-9, a little under 2,000 square feet. I'm going to be there Sunday. You might be there with me, I think.
Depends.
From 1 to 3.
Depends.
Depends on what? If you feel like being there with me or... All right, I'm going to be there Sunday
if I have a better
1
offer.
To 3. So we want a lot of people to come see this. This house did not flood during the storm. So
that's right.
Come and
that's
see
a good sign,
me.
Y'all.
It's on Ormond Road in Fort Caroline.
And it's a canal. It did not flood. That's
did
good.
Not flood. It's a little over half an acre. You got to come see me at, well,
and maybe me.
And maybe Angela. I think she's going to be there. I think I'm going to talk her into coming to see this house because you haven't seen it yet.
Yep, that's right. I haven't.
You had to think about that. Okay.
I did.
You have not seen this house. I went and visited them and got it under listing contract a week or so ago, right before the storm. Saw it, and it, it's got a storage building, too.
Oh, that's awesome.
Big, big two-car garage.
Well,
eating,
I better
kitchen,
go
living room.
So I can see it.
Family room. I mean, it's got a lot of stuff. It really, really updated.
Okay.
So, all right, Sunday, 1 to 3. Also Sunday, 1 to 4, the house in Avondale. It's a charmer that was built in 1925. Also did not suffer any damage on Wolf Street, all updated throughout. And wait till you see the gorgeous original wood floors that have just recently been redone. It's 1,300 square feet, 3 bedrooms, 1 bath, granite countertops, stainless appliances. The living room has one of those really pretty wood-burning fireplaces, separate dining room, 2 flex rooms, a detached garage, fenced rear, newly paved driveway. It's right off Roosevelt. Wolf Street comes right to Roosevelt.
Ends
so
there.
Very, very convenient.
It also goes all the way other way, too.
It does. And it's only $215,000. It's open tomorrow from 1 to 4.
Yes.
And one of our associates is going to be there.
Yes.
So, and there's one other one that's going to be open. Why don't you tell everybody about that?
Yeah, this is one of my favorite houses. This one is going to be open today from 2 to 4. And Rob, who's been on the radio show with us before, he's going to hold this one open. It's at 8271 Hedgewood Drive in the gated community that is centrally located called Ironwood. It's located on Gate Parkway, centrally located near the town center. What, 5-minute drive or something? That would be dangerous for me, actually, wouldn't it?
Monetarily.
I shouldn't live that close to the town center. But anyway, 3,071 square feet, 4 bedrooms, 3.5 baths, plus an office, plus a bonus room upstairs with its own bath. That would be great for a teenager. But also, one of these bedrooms downstairs, well, it has its own bathroom. So that's great for guest room or for the in-laws, you know, if you're going to have grandma live with you. Just a wonderful, logical floor plan. I love it. Love it. 12-foot ceilings. It has both a living room and a family room. And 4 sets of sliding glass doors that go out to the lanai. It has a paved patio. And it even has a fire pit that has built-in seating. Really, really nice. So come and see that house today. Rob will be there from 2 to 4. It is priced at $369.
That's a beautiful community. Yes. They have a beautiful pool in the community. And
it's built by Pulte, and it's concrete block construction.
Yeah.
So you know it weathered the storm really well.
Yeah.
And all the future ones to come.
Yeah, nice big big garage, beautiful landscaping. The lawn is so green at that house. I don't know how they made that lawn so green.
I tell you, that homeowner, he does a great job taking care of the yard.
Yeah, yes, we got another home that's not open. I mean, not an open house in
right.
Harbor Lake in Eagle Harbor, and this is a lakefront home, 5-bedroom, 3.5-bath, plus an office. That could be turned into a 6-bedroom because it already has a closet, 2,900 square feet, 10-foot ceilings, built in 99, but it's almost like brand new because there are so many upgrades in this home.
True.
The baths were redone in 2015, air conditioner in 2014, a new roof 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Kitchen in 2013, soapstone countertops. You don't see that very often. Pull-out shelves and all the cabinets, a gorgeous built-ins, slate patio, a fish pond, $375. This house is really, really pretty. Again, that's in Eagle Harbor.
Yes.
And that's all the ones we're going to talk about today.
And you know what? That house is vacant and move-in ready. So that's nice.
That is nice.
Yes.
All right. We want to talk about, we want to give a landlord and tenant tip of the week today.
Okay.
You know, many landlords charge an additional deposit when the tenant has a pet.
Yes.
Because pets can do some damage.
They can
urinate on the carpet and that smells, or they can scratch up the carpet or scratch up doors. And usually the deposit is non-refundable, as it is meant to do extra cleaning of the carpet to remove odors and dirt from the carpet. Or, you know, sometimes you have to replace a door because the, you know, dog is or cat has scratched on the door. Now, both the charging of a deposit and making it non-refundable are perfectly legal. However, if the tenant has a valid and verifiable service animal due to a physical or psychological condition, then the landlord cannot charge a separate security deposit for that animal, as it is a violation of the Americans with Disability Act and the Fair Housing Act. There was a recent case in Montana that cost the landlord over $34,000 in fines.
Whoa.
And judgments just because he charged a security deposit for the service animal.
You know, if you're going to be a landlord, you need to know the law. Just know the law, because you can be in a lot of trouble if you don't.
You really do.
Yes.
Need to know the law.
And so if you don't know it, what can you do, Howard?
You can go to www.floridaflalandlord.com and
lots of information.
And
there.
Paul Howard will answer your questions for you.
He's so smart.
Yeah.
He knows a lot about a lot.
He does. Mm-hmm. So we are almost at the end of the show. Well, we are at
Let's
the end
see.
Of the show.
I'm
you know,
thinking we're 45 seconds away.
Yeah, Angela and I love living here in Northeast Florida. We're doing this radio show to give back to the community. We want to thank you for listening and for your support. And if we can help you in any way, then call us after the show at 421-7950. That actually goes to Angela's phone. You need a professional on your side, whether you are buying or selling, for the most important financial transaction, a home. Angela and I are here to help you. Have a blessed day. We hope that you get all of your power back all over the city. God bless you. We're going to be back with you next week. The Van Wees are here. They're going to talk to you about what's going on in the financial sector. Stay with them. We'll be right back.